and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have chatters Chris, Lauren, and Steve. And we also have a couple of Mouse Chat listeners. We have Mandy and Jesse. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How come you say their names with such, like, excitement?
Because I'm excited that they're here. You're old news.
Yeah, she doesn't really care about us, does she?
And Lauren and Chris, and I see Steve.
Haha. That's nice.
Wait, I can't mute to clear my throat.
There's no mute here.
We're at the Polynesian.
Yeah, we're at the Polynesian. We just had dinner over at the Kona Cafe. And we're going to give you our thoughts on it. Good, bad, indifferent. You know us. So, Chris, what did you have?
I had the teriyaki steak.
Oh my gosh, I had the teriyaki steak.
I did copycat.
I had the teriyaki steak.
And then the youngsters here had different stuff.
Youngsters.
So, my birthday is coming up.
Doesn't matter, you're still a youngster.
I know.
That's not going to change the fact that you're a youngster.
I had the sashimi, which was very, very good.
What is sashimi?
It was a bunch of raw fish. It was a bunch of salmon, tuna, and chef's choice, which I couldn't figure out at all. But it looked like tuna, so it was really good.
Okay. Jesse?
I had the Pan Asian noodles with chicken. You already won. You already had
you
the
already
steak.
You already said you had the steak.
I didn't say if I liked it. You didn't give, like, a dissertation
well,
on
hey,
it.
Hey, you had your chance.
You're old news.
Whatever.
Yeah. Jesse's a shiny, fresh penny.
Well, that's one way to describe them.
Yeah. All right, so what'd you have, Jesse?
I had the Pan Asian noodles with chicken. It was good. It was just like stir fry.
Like noodles and chicken.
Noodles, chicken, some vegetables like onion, peppers, mushrooms. It was good. I would just say order extra sauce and dump it in there because it needed it.
Okay. Would you get it again?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Mandy, would you get yours again?
Yes. Okay. I loved it.
All right. Now, Lauren,
I would
how
get
did you,
mine again.
How did you feel about yours?
I loved it.
Teriyaki steak.
It was yummy.
And what did you have again? Remind me.
I had the teriyaki steak. It was yummy, yummy,
What
yummy.
Came with the teriyaki steak?
Came with teriyaki sauce.
It was like a broccoli.
And it had sticky rice it, and
what was
like
the broccoli?
Broccolini.
And how much of your broccolini did you eat?
I ate every last bite of it, and
That's
then I
good.
Put it on Lisa's plate.
No, why you put you it on Lisa's it? Plate, and then it looked like you ate every last bite of it.
I made it look really good.
You don't like that? It's really good.
I do, but I wasn't in the mood. I had too much bread. The bread was really good.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, the bread's good.
All right, so I may have had a lot of bread, but that doesn't mean that I necessarily enjoyed it.
You didn't like the bread?
The bread was fine. It wasn't anything special to me. I mean, the bread we had last night at Yachtsman, which will be another review, that I thought was really good.
Yeah, the bread
I like
awesome.
The onion rolls there. I didn't
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
Sorry.
We're very easily distracted.
I know.
Yeah.
True. But the bread tonight, the butter has those macadamia nut chunks in them. And
yummy, yummy,
just,
yummy, yummy.
No, no,
ooh,
it didn't
no.
work for me.
Mandy
what?
Didn't like them either.
Nope.
I wanted plain butter.
Really
and.
Good.
You should have asked for plain butter.
I should have.
Given it to you.
Yeah, they should have.
I'm sure they have people like who come here with nut allergies.
That's true.
Yeah. Or young children.
Yeah.
Or
you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the way that goes. But we also had dessert. Some of us had dessert. Because some were on the dining plan, and we feel obligated to eat it because it's there.
Right.
Others of us realized that we were full and didn't eat. I was in the first party. I had the Kila Luau, something like that.
We don't have it in front of us. I can't read it.
Kilauea, Kila Luau. I had the chocolate tort.
It's like a volcano
tart.
Cake.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
A, yeah.
Except there was no exploding chocolate volcano.
No.
They lied.
Really disappointing.
Yeah.
I think it was a little
yeah.
overcooked because
it
nothing it boasted
no
a liquid center and there was no liquid center.
No,
it was very
chocolate.
Dense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it was good.
The whipped cream was good.
Okay.
There's that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I'd like
so
to point out.
I had a banana creme brulee.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm going to be a pooper again.
I branched out.
See, Steve gave me a bite of his creme brulee.
Yeah.
And
it was creme brulee.
The creme brulee part, usually it's very vanilla-y and rich and just yummy, and that's what I was expecting, and there was no flavor. And knowing
oh,
all
it
the egg
good.
Yolk
it
that
was
in
it.
It was good.
You're a picky eater, though.
Yes.
Yep. I'm picky, but I like creme brulee.
Banana creme brulee.
But it didn't even taste like... Was the banana supposed to be in the creme brulee, or just that banana that they caramelized on top? So the creme brulee itself should have been able to stand on its own and have yummy flavor, and I don't think it could.
There was no standing on its own.
No, it was delicious. Because that's all I didn't have any of the banana until like the second bite. I thought it was really good. I didn't think was good was the chocolate cake. It wasn't worth the calories. However, I would like to point out I shared my cake because I never share desserts, but I shared them. I gave you a bite, Steve, and I had
like half of it.
He didn't stab you with the fork?
No,
it's very painful.
You get to a certain point in your vacation and in your dining plan.
You just don't care. You're like going to share. Like, hey, do you want this? How about it?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Take this food away from me.
If we were at Contemporary, there'd be no sharing.
I have some interesting thoughts on the dining plan, which are sort of related to this, which is that I love the dining plan for convenience, and it's great for kids. It kind of makes me overeat.
Oh, absolutely.
and I hate to say that because I always tell people, oh, just eat the right stuff. But it's really hard to eat the right stuff when
they're giving you chocolate cake.
Right.
Every meal twice a
day. I wish you could use the dessert as a snack credit later on.
Or as an appetizer. Yeah.
But then you'd still be eating, like, cupcakes.
Because then she could get an appetizer.
And buy a bottle of water.
Yes. The appetizer
would
be awesome.
And that's
the way to
do it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Because
it should be and or.
Yeah.
Well, no, it should be or.
It should be or. Either or. Sorry.
Do you know what's interesting? I think Disney's appetizers are often better than their entrees. Not that their entrees are bad, but sometimes the appetizers just have a lot of interesting different things going on and fresher ingredients.
Well, and it's a smaller
portion. And I would rather sometimes get the app than the dessert.
Right, because it's different. It's interesting. Yeah. I can go back to the park and get a cupcake or a cookie very easily with my stack credit, but I can't get the lump crab cakes.
Or the pot stickers.
Or the pot stickers, which all looked really good, but I didn't really want to spend the money at this point.
The sticking wings
and the
are
salad
really good.
Looked,
being able to replace a dessert with a salad before the meal would be fabulous.
Right, and a little bit better for you.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. I think the reason is that desserts are much easier to make. I mean, that creme brulee, they made it earlier in the day.
They heated it up.
Yeah, mass quantities.
Yeah, I mean, so
they overcooked the chocolate molten cake.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of skill involved in what they serve you as far as dessert.
Yeah, but how hard is it to make a salad?
Or soup.
But soup.
I'm a soup gal.
Like the steamed buns that they had some steamed pork buns. I would imagine that's a lot involved with that.
You
unless
your
they use
pork.
Frozen ones. I do love pork.
Good to know.
Wow.
I'm not even going there.
Yeah. Chris is making these odd visuals that you guys can't see.
I know. He's not telling the truth. There's a table of our own children. Well, one of them. I don't know where the other three went.
Yeah, they were missing in action.
Yeah, I would. Never mind.
Okay.
But we also
back on course.
Yes.
We also went and saw the construction for the new DVC.
I think it's going to be cool.
I don't.
I feel bad for all those people that have parked
in your
rooms.
I think it's
going
to be cool if you can stay there.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all.
No.
All right. I also hung out at the beach while you guys checked it out.
You didn't go up into the... So Steve, being the brilliant leader that he is, pointed out to Lauren and I, who are trying to like stick our cameras
through the
construction fence, that you could actually go up on the outside staircase and see into the entire construction site. So it looks like what? There's going to be five... There's a cement... What is it? A building.
Structure,
That
looks like it's going to be a bathroom, and then there's another...
Like
a
bathroom?
We think
there's going to be a
pool
there.
It looks like it's
going to
be a pool bathroom or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's
Do you mean you don't have to leave your little cabana to go over to the...
The outhouse.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right, just making sure.
And we're spreading that rumor now, by the way.
Right. So pool, outhouse, fancy cement pond, and of course...
Cement.
Fancy, so we saw five structures that are being built, and then
it looks like there's
going to
be about 10 on one side, and then there's like a break, and then it looks like there's going to be 10 more going towards.
So
the
are these all going to be these two bedroom units on the water?
Looks like it.
Like,
So we talked about last week about how the two bedroom units are basically.
They look like they're going to be beautiful. I just think it's going to really take away from the resort.
I think so too, and really when you look from that one building we were standing on. When you look out and you see the bungalows, and then right after it, you see the Grand Floridian, you're like, that doesn't work. I mean, we're theming snobs. We like our theming to be consistent. That didn't work.
No.
Polynesia.
Grand Floridian.
It's not working.
And I think, too, there's two main buildings, one being the concierge building.
Right.
Which I think is a huge problem for concierge. And the other one is that building right behind it are going to be extremely affected.
Yeah,
right.
Their views are obstructed now, and they're not exactly what people, you know, a year ago would have gotten.
Right.
Right now, they're telling people, okay, so those bottom floor views that are totally blocked, those used to be garden views, and now those are being sold as standard. So if you book a standard, you might be right there. And I don't know what the top two are going to be, because they're technically still theme park views, but...
Good luck seeing the theme park.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, well, if you promise not you to look down, you can see it.
You can
see
still
it.
See over.
Right.
You can totally see over it.
The problem
I don't know
is,
if you're in the middle, if you can.
If you're on
the
third
floor, I think in the middle,
floor,
I think
see.
You're still going to be having that perfect view of the top of that building.
I think you're probably right. Maybe they'll
the
make up,
floor.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to call that a pool view. Because right where the outhouse
yes.
is,
everything's
going to
get
pool.
Renamed,
yeah.
recategorized.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would not be happy.
No.
I don't know. This is such a nice resort. It has a very good vibe, and everybody has a nostalgia factor for this. Even somebody like me who doesn't really love it. But I think...
Yeah, the grounds are gorgeous here.
I think
it's one of the
way,
best themed resorts. I don't think you can
gorgeous.
Deny that.
It's green,
yeah.
It's beautiful, it's tropical.
And I also don't know, like we were talking about it when we were standing up in the stairwell, and I don't know, those other bungalows are going to be really close to the ferry.
Yes.
Like really close.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're going that
right
far,
next,
and
yeah.
we
yeah,
don't really
like,
know, but...
The last one looks like it's going to end, and the ferry is like... Right there.
Hello.
Yeah. So
yeah.
maybe they're not going to go.
Maybe
there'll
be like a walkway directly to the ferry.
No, because you know they're not going to.
You wouldn't want
the riffraff coming over.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
You know it's going to be impossible
riff-raff.
To get over.
Day guests.
Yeah.
Or
but
us.
I do have to say,
no,
it's,
us.
It's not be staying there.
It's not taking away from the beach part. Like
yes.
I think the beach is okay.
Yeah, it's
and
all
I think
the
once
right.
they open
yeah.
it up, that's going to look fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all to the right of the beach.
Yeah, it's all to the right. Like you really don't see it. From that perspective.
I have to say that when they put in the Grand Floridian DVC, I thought, oh, this is it. You know, they're going to ruin that beautiful beach area. And they actually improved it, so I was pleasantly surprised. Where are they going to put the other units that they're building for DVC?
I don't know. That's
yeah.
the other
there
thing.
They're
going to
put
we've
them
got an airplane.
Those rooms.
We're not going to hear over this.
You know, they're probably going to convert other rooms, just like they did when... they put DVC into, because at one point Animal Kingdom Lodge
oh, yeah.
converted other rooms into DVC.
That's true.
So they'll just do that here.
They'll
probably
do that with that back building.
Maybe
yeah,
do
and
with
that
the...
would make sense. Then they'll move concierge. So, you know, just expect.
They'll fix it. They always make it right.
They do fix it, but I don't know. I'm more dubious
about
that.
How do you fix
that?
Because that concierge room has a beautiful view.
Maybe
had a beautiful
be,
view.
Maybe that'll be a DVC building.
Yeah.
You know.
They'll probably put a game room.
But then
in
what
there
are they going to do with concierge?
Use.
I mean,
they
in a lot of places...
They could easily move concierge over that way.
But with a lot of the resorts, and including here, Grand Floridian does it...
But then you're taking more standard rooms away.
You simply get access... There's probably more demand, Lauren.
For, yeah, for DVC.
But with concierge, if you're in a... If you're over at Grand Floridian, yes, they have specific... like, the main building is concierge. It's all concierge.
Right.
And it has its own concierge lounge. But... If you're in one of the outer buildings and you get concierge level, you may have to go to another building to get to there, to
yeah.
get your, to your concierge. So it may just be key access, kind of like over at Coronado, where you
right.
need for, key access.
Yeah.
So they could be going that way instead of having exclusive concierge. Well, they even do it here.
Yeah.
So they, it's not going to be, it's not going to kill anything.
The way DVC works, they have to have a lot of rooms. They have to have enough rooms, and they have to keep selling it, or they won't turn a profit. And you have to figure, if Disney's goal every day is to have their rooms at 87% capacity, and this place probably never reaches 100% capacity.
Mm.
So
Polly?
Maybe sometimes. Does it reach 100%?
It sold out a lot.
It sells out.
Yeah. But
everything will sell out. Not
well, I know that pop and stuff like that does, but on average they want 87%, and they don't always hit it. There was a couple years ago they weren't hitting; they were hitting 85 everywhere on property. Oh, sorry. So,
I think it'll work itself out.
I want to see it work itself out. I'm reserving judgment.
Me too. I'll be interested to see how it works out.
It has to work itself out because the poly's such a favorite to so many people. If they mess this up, can you imagine?
Do you know what I thought was interesting was that they didn't put a DVC back in that cast member parking lot and make the cast members go park somewhere else, no offense. and because kind of like what they did at Kidani, where they have a, but more like a high-rise at Bay Lake Tower, but they have a parking garage underneath, you know, and they could
I think the parking garage underneath is pretty brilliant, especially with the layout of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a disaster. I mean, the layout.
You have no other choice.
Right.
I mean, you either go in the main lobby. We're jumping again, squirrel. But you go in the main lobby. If you had to walk every day, I mean, like the bus people do, you know, if you have your own transportation, it is so nice to be able to just go down an elevator into the garage.
I don't think I'd stay in DVC there without a car.
It's hard.
I agree with that. It would be, I think it's very difficult to stay DVC when you're at Animal Kingdom Villas because the walk would just kill you.
Can I just say that every time that baby cries, it's because Steve tried to take its candy. The other thing too, just
you've been so quiet.
Just a little side note about the construction going on here. The parking lot of Poly.
Oh, that's a mess.
Is a disaster.
That's why they're not allowing people to kind of park here when they just sort of because you know the Poly is kind of like the sneaky parking place. And a couple times they've been posting on Facebook, like, you know, people will say, oh, I tried to park at the Poly and there was a big sign out front, they wouldn't let me park. Because maybe we shouldn't admit to that, but this is kind of some place that we like to park.
They've even gotten strict with cast members. I've found out they'll come in, flash their IDs, and they'll tell them, you need to go park at the TTC.
I haven't had any of that issues, but I've never tried to park here. We usually park at the Contemporary or...
You park at the Contemporary? Shame on you.
We get in, or my blue ID gets me in anywhere I want, okay. So it's like...
Except the pollen.
I've never tried.
It used to get you in wherever you wanted.
My bus drops off right in front of Bay Lake Tower, so we just walk over, usually.
Okay. So that works.
If we take a bus.
Okay.
Anything else poly-related?
I have something parking-related.
Okay, we were talking about parking. That's a good segue.
At the Grand Floridian, they moved the self-parking.
I saw that.
Across the street, now you park at the DVC.
Oh, that's
nice. Wow.
Because my boss had a maneuver, like, really, because they put a line of cones.
So what are they doing with the old...
It's cast member parking now.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's nice. I mean, it's about the same walk, but it's covered.
And it's nicer.
Yes.
And you're not crossing a street, which kind of just crossing a street made you feel like, wait, I'm at the stinking Grand Floridian Resort, and I have to cross the street?
What if you're what if you're going to the spa? Do you have to give them some ID or tell them you have a reservation, or how do you park there now?
Well, what I do is just tell them I have a dining reservation.
Because you always do.
And they let me in and just have you park right there behind Senses, actually, right there in that parking lot.
Alrighty.
I do the same when you go to Senses. Just tell them, same thing.
Yes. Okay, good to know. Because we probably have to park there tomorrow to drop the kids off at the pirate thing, which we'll be reviewing.
Yeah, I didn't tell anyone about that.
Oh, I won't mention it.
Okay. I don't tell them anything. Really? Everything I do is a surprise.
I'm going to have to. You're
we know.
I'm just going to assume that.
We're part of that, you know. We get the tail end of that as well.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't say anything.
I never tell you anything.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she never tells us anything.
Nope.
All right.
Sorry, he's moving his finger. He's doing the
thing.
Oh,
we can actually see him do it.
Yeah.
No, usually I get two fingers.
Is that the two fingers?
Does that mean when he's really ready for you to wrap it up?
No, it's usually two fingers.
Do you know what, Steve? Is that how you dance, too, with the two fingers?
I do.
he dances like a chipmunk.
I've seen it. Yeah. It's not pretty.
He's got to bite his bottom lip, too.
Yeah, you got to do the white man overbite. Come on.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, okay. Sadly,
yes,
I do.
Okay. You probably know it all too well.
This is why I keep moving my finger.
Okay.
I just thought you were dancing.
If you did this.
Okay, there's no video here.
Right.
Audio only. All right, so Polynesian, great place. Hope it stays this way.
It'll work itself out.
I honestly wouldn't stay here until the construction's over, though.
how long would it take
to
build
myself out? Oh, I will
say about that. Well, wait.
Oh, that was a clue. That was a
hint,
clue.
Hint.
That's a clue.
No, I would stay here for that.
I would stay here.
But I wouldn't want to.
If
I
invited you here,
I would absolutely stay
here. You would stay.
I'd be very happy.
I would stay here anyway. I want to stay here next time I come here. I don't care.
I wouldn't want to put a client here for the first time.
No, and I wouldn't
put a
client.
And have that be their first experience of what's going on right here.
No, because like I met some people in February on the plane, and I think I talked about this, who they said, oh, we booked with a, you know, somebody, you know, in our hometown in Kentucky, but she didn't know that it was under construction and that it was the Neverland Club was closed, and they were like, we really would have liked to have known that. And yeah, I don't put anyone here at all.
No.
Not unless they're
not
diehard.
Unless they know it.
Yeah.
Right. If they know the poly and they can tell me, you know what, I want you to request this room and blah, 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 and this or
and
this
we're
building.
Okay with the construction.
Yeah.
We know what's going on there.
Yeah, you have to
because
let them know
some
what it's
people
all about.
Know. Some people know, and they're such hardcore people, they're like, we don't care. Plus, the rooms inside are really beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Yes. And they're the most brand new refurb. They're the most close. The newest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're the newest.
Well, I know the call center is getting a lot of phone calls from people who are showing up and finding that they don't have a view, and they're complaining about it.
Oh, really?
Well, of course
and
they
what
are.
What is Disney doing?
That I don't know. I just know it's a lot of trying
get
to, we can move
contacts.
You. I know. Trying to, well, we can move your room to here, you know, but if you come and you want a park view, you know, you're not going to be happy with a pool view. So.
Can I just say that we love the call center because they sent us a bunch of towels and blankies.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, Donna sent towels and blankets because she said she knows that I'm always cold, and she sent us a ton of towels because women need towels. We got into our room and we were like,
stack.
There was a stack of them. Yeah, we have.
Did
a
you
friend.
Try them all on?
What, the bathrobe I had on the other day, I
bathrobe?
Was like walking
yes.
around. We did. She sent two bathrobes too, so I was walking around after my shower while I had moisturizer sunk in with my bathrobe.
With your computer.
I know. It was luxury, Lisa. We're sorry.
Wow.
You can have. I have. There's one towel left if you want to come get it.
What do you? Fresh towel every day.
Well, I don't know. I have.
Wow.
I have needs.
She you know, I have to fight with Steve. You know, he's one of those use the towel, throw it on the floor kind of guys.
Yep.
I'm like, I have to wash these. You get one towel. You get one more come Wednesday. That's it.
Wow.
He has a difficult time realizing
towel
this.
Rationing.
Yes.
So if you work at the call center, hook
send
Lisa
towels.
Up.
Send towels, please.
To Kidani.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's good to know, Steve. That's just something else we can pick on you about.
Oh, the list is endless.
You could send him a robe.
Oh,
oh, Jesse is the dedicated
you know
listener.
Those robes weren't very big because they only came to about my knees.
Oh.
About that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not very big robes.
Probably the ones on the cruise weren't that big either.
The ones in the spa are big, though, because I was able to
wrap
that around.
Picture.
We could have Steve try it on.
And take a picture. We'll post it on the mouse chat
page.
Of
course we
with
will.
His skinny legs.
Cute skinny legs.
Okay.
You're like, not really.
Actually,
wrap it up.
Are his legs that skinny? They're really not.
I don't know. Okay. Back.
Sorry.
Steve, stand up. Let us see your legs.
Oh, my gosh. No. Okay, I'm going to grab it right here. We are going to wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net and feel free to download them there. If you've got any questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you for joining us. We hope to have you join us again next time on Mouse Chat.